Camel racing has been a popular sport in the state of Qatar and all Gulf countries for decades. Rashid Ali Ibrahim, Assistant Secretary General of the Science Club in Qatar, says camel racing is one of the oldest sports among Bedouin communities in the region.
This was something they inherited from their fathers and grandfathers, and their children used to lead the camels. And they themselves used to ride these camels. This was a big source of income for them.
Cash prizes, sometimes as high as $350,000, lured owners to do anything they could to win, even if it meant using children as jockeys. Lighter in weight, they drove camels confidently across the finish line. It was a dangerous ride and an experience that terrified many children like Russell. His story began thousands of miles away from the Gulf in old Dhaka, Bangladesh, when two men snatched him from a railway station. He was only 7 years old.
They took me to a hotel, fed me. Then they took me to Gulistan, cleaned me up, and then took me away.
Taken all the way to Dubai, Qatar's neighbor, by a couple posing as his parents, Russell said the couple sold him for $350 to a camel owner. Little did he know, his training as a child jockey was about to begin.
That very first night, they woke me up at 3 a.m. I was new to this work. I fell several times. We had to go through a lot of suffering, but we had to learn.
Russell is just one of thousands of children trafficked from countries such as Sudan, India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, and sold to camel owners. But life for these children was anything but simple.
We had to ride 20 to 25 camels in a single day. I would not sit properly on the camel, and when the owner saw this, he gave me an electric shock with a big rod.
Similar stories caught the attention of the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF. Rima Sala, a deputy executive director at UNICEF, worked closely on these cases to restore the rights of child jockeys.
They are working like adults, and they have no access to services, to health services, and particularly to education.
UNICEF demanded a halt to the practice, and many organizers of camel racing throughout the Gulf banned children from participating in the sport. Without children in the saddle, camel racing faced the possibility of discontinuing.
I originally had the idea, why not use a robot instead of endangering children?
Rashid developed the first robotic jockey, but there were some problems with the first prototype.
One of the difficulties is that it was hard for people to use it because it was highly computerized, and it was hard for them to use the remote.
The robot was also too heavy, and the camel refused to move. Rashid developed a second model, then a third, weighing 3 kilos.
That was it. It was a big victory for us.
In this design, a battery-powered electric drill sits in a sturdy metal frame. A signal is transmitted to the robot's whip, causing it to spin, hitting the camel, encouraging it to run faster.
The children really used to face dangers. Now it has been 8 seasons that we have been using the robot in camel racing.
The success of this invention encouraged the government of Qatar to share its new technology with neighboring Gulf countries. Rashid's design is now being used throughout the region. But Rashid's friend and colleague, Mohammed Shakir Atta, is still not satisfied. He believes that the current model could be refined further. He's experimenting with a voice-activated system.
I thought of recording the voice of the trainer and the owner of the robot to a robotic system which is controlled wirelessly. So I could notice that when you activate the robot wirelessly with this voice, the camel really reacts and runs faster.
Instead of a spinning whip, hitting the animal's leg, the camel will respond to the owner's voice, commanding it to run faster, and the owner will be able to communicate with the camel from a fixed location instead of following the race by car. Meanwhile, back in old Dhaka, Russell found work as a machinist. Now 19 years old, he's adjusting to this new life and rekindling relationships with relatives.